This is the ICO Podcast. Hello and welcome to the ICO Podcast. I'm Kent.
And I'm Clayton.
And we talk about all things Odessa and foreign family collective here on this podcast. It's been a moment since we haven't had an episode, since it's been a moment since there's been anything to talk about in this world.
You could say we've all had a moment apart.
And
we've got jokes. Did you know?
Very nice. Very nice. So the last 24 hours, however, have been quite the rush for anyone who follows any form of social media or now Discord or anything else. Everything's sort of blowing up over the teasers that have been put out by Odessa. So we'll talk about the timeline of what's sort of been released so far, and then we will do our own speculation of what's to come, or maybe what any of this even means.
Because we don't know. It's just we have a phrase to go off of and a couple images, but we'll get into the specifics later.
Yeah.
So, possibilities are endless.
So let's back up. 24 hours ago, late on Monday night, January the 31st, at least this is the first that I saw, was in the Odessa family Facebook group. Someone posted a postcard, someone being James Winterford, and this postcard had a image on the front, kind of a blurred out image of Odessa with a bluish cloud like background and a gold Odessa logo. And then on the flip side, where it had the address, it just had the quote, "Is there ever really a last goodbye?" and a QR code. And when you scan that QR code, it takes you to a little landing page that allows you to put in either a phone number or email address or both. And then once you click the subscribe button, essentially it pops up that same message. Is there ever really a last goodbye? And then I signed up for both. I don't think I got any kind of email confirmation,
it was actually very, very basic. It was essentially just another graphic with only the logo on it, and then links to all their socials below.
Okay.
Very, very bare bones.
And then the text, you get a text from them that has the exact same phrase, and then a contact card that says Odessa. So you can add that to your phone and text your friend. For a second, I thought, oh, I need to call this number now. So I did, but it says it's a disconnected number, which is very bizarre that you can receive a text from this number, but if you call it, it just says it's disconnected. I thought maybe is this a spoof? Like, did they record a disconnected message? So I kept listening, and then it just hangs up on you. So I think it is a legit disconnection number. Yeah. So that's about all I got before I went to bed, and then I woke up this morning, and it was kind of in the same place, but then somebody pointed out that in the source code for that landing page, which is at tlg.odessa.com, which is
the last goodbye.
Yeah. There's a comment in the source code for anybody who's not familiar with web development, which is probably most people. You can put comments in source code that, you know, you can obviously view if you're viewing the source code, but if you're just looking at the web page, you're never going to see that. So you have to view source. And it just has a comment at the very top of the source that says tlg3.odessa.com and then a little heart in code. And then when you go to that website
a step further,
it is just a video that is on loop. And there's also some more text in the source code of that particular web page. So it's like Easter egg after Easter egg after Easter egg. And obviously it didn't take long for people to actually find this. So, which is rather impressive, I think.
I think everyone's so hungry for new music that they're willing to teach themselves some coding classes
I guess
get into it and really find what's going on here.
Yeah. So the video that's which has also now been tweeted and pushed out fully on social media after, you know, almost a full day of living in the family Discord chats, Facebook groups, everything else. But this is Harrison. By the way, somebody did joke that this was VHS quality video.
Yeah, they put this on their like old Sony tape recorder.
Maybe it's I'm sure it's a filter to purposefully look like this, but it does look like Harrison's just very casually having someone listen to a song or a piece of a song or whatever, and he says, "Let me give you some context here." Actually, we should just play the clip.
We'll play
of
the
that
clip.
Video.
So this is, let me give you some context here. I think it's the actual story behind the song is really cool.
This would lead us to believe a couple of different things.
A couple, and this is the worst part, y'all. Now we're just in the moment of we have as little information as they can give us, and now we're going to speculate wildly until we have something official. So
the last bit of information that we're given up to this point is in that source code, it continues to say, "Do stories ever really end?" ? And then the next comment says, "Is there ever really a last goodbye?" ? So prior to that point, though, however, when we only have that line, "Is there ever really a last goodbye?" I think people started to get a little nervous.
Myself included. I was like, that is some final album, final tour wording you got going on there.
Yeah, I think some people would even speculate that this is it. Like, they're not even going to do, this is their retirement.
No,
yeah.
No.
There were definitely some people making, and here's the other thing that fueled that fire, is they changed their header video on Apple Music to very cryptic as
them walking into darkness, fading away.
Kind of, you know, looking at opposite directions as they fade into darkness, which we've seen before. Mm-hmm. We've seen them looking in different directions and in different imagery. This is not new, but they look at the camera and then turn and then it fades away as if like we're going to go off and do something separate from one another. So that's one view.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
That's one view.
My problem with that theory is if you were going to pack it in without releasing anything further, like you're just like, "Hey, I'm going to wipe my hands of this, kind of over it." You're not going to build a new web page. You're not going to put up new graphics. You're definitely not going to like make this cryptic. You're probably going to be as direct as you can in that exact moment of announcement. That's my problem with that theory. It's still on the table. That's all right, but you know.
Yeah, I don't like that, so we're not going to continue
with that. And it makes me really
theory.
Sad, so we're not going to talk about it or think that that's possible.
Yeah, and I don't think they would have done all of these other very slight teasers over the last year, essentially, that would occasionally say, like, you know, "We're in the studio," or like, "It's 2022 announcement coming," or side eye emoji or whatever is being posted. Like, you wouldn't do that if you're like, "Well, the big announcement is that we're done. So thanks for everything. We'll catch you some other time.
Catch you never."
But I think the more popular, at least initial view, was that this is the big announcement for a retirement, but we're gonna do one last everything.
One
album,
last
tour,
full 4 years of
everything.
Touring.
Yeah.
One more time for four years.
We're just one more leg of A Moment Apart so that this tour goes on for 28 months.
Yeah, that's fine.
So someone did make a comment that I'd be more concerned about a last hello than a last goodbye, which I think is a positive spin on that. Lori shared that in the Odessa Family Facebook group.
Way to go, Lori.
Somebody else said that maybe it's a play on the fact that the finale was you know, such a big part of the end of AMA, but since that was sort of the end of that, mm-hmm. is this, you know, showing that, well, we said goodbye to that, but it's, is it ever really?
Yeah, I think the addition of is there ever really a last goodbye is what really softens it up. Because at first I was only seeing the last goodbye or something like that, and I was like,
yeah,
oh dear, but
yeah,
is
yeah.
there ever really a last goodbye?
That definitely softens mm-hmm. my view of things to where I just kind of think it's probably the track title of the first.
That was what I was going to say next. So if we're going to go down the road of this is the title of something that's coming, whether it be a track or an album, you putting money on it being a track, like just the single?
I think so.
You think it's the title track?
I think it'll just be the first track that was released. And so if we go back in history and we look at how they've released prior things, we can go back to the cryptic message that they posted. It was on a Spotify playlist in what year was this?
2017, 16.
20, yeah, so right before A Moment Apart came out, they posted something in Morse code that translated to 4.25. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when they posted that, but it was obviously before April 25th and in 2017. And then on the day of that release, they put up a video of screenshots of everybody posting on socials who were begging for mm-hmm. Odessa Music to return. And then Line of Sight was released, which was the first single for A Moment Apart. So I think it'll probably be something similar to that. And as the day goes on, the more I feel like this is totally unrelated to a retirement or anything of the sort. And then my other thought is sometimes we need or want a last goodbye to something that has been in our lives that we want to rid ourselves of. Like in my mind, I thought, I wish I could have a last and final goodbye to the COVID situation that we're in. You know, like there have been several points where we kind of get to where we think things are getting mm-hmm. better and fading away, and then a new wave comes and it's back. We're putting our masks on, everything
I'd
else
like
again.
To bid it adieu.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe we're in a bad relationship or job or whatever, and you just want to get rid of it. And so you're hoping for that final goodbye, but it doesn't come. It keeps mm-hmm. recurring. So maybe that's the storyline to the song that we're
That's a pretty good guess. Like, you really pulled that out of thin air, but I think that has a lot of merit and weight to it. That's excellent.
I don't know if that's a positive or a negative view of what it could be, but I think it's a very real.
Can't ever the pragmatic one. Yes, it's very real. Like it's kind of a statement of like, this is how things are. Is there ever a last goodbye? As much as we may want it.
Yeah.
Is that, do we ever get that opportunity?
Right.
Interesting.
So I think most people were speculating of it being like a bad thing that there's a goodbye, but sometimes it could be a very good thing.
So talk me through a little bit of what's been going on in Discord. Now, if you don't know, Kent has kind of had to discover Discord, not his platform of choice, but through this, he's grown to learn a bit more, and I missed out on everything today.
Yeah, I mean, I have known that it's been there for a while, and I just haven't ever clicked on the invite to take a look, but since we've started using it for recording this and other podcasts, I thought, well, I already have it installed, so why not just check it out? And mm-hmm. so I popped over there, and it's very well put together. There's a ton of different
super lively
chat rooms. Yeah, I don't think it's normally that active, but today, with today's news, a lot of people are flooding over there, especially people who maybe are part of the Facebook group, but are looking for something a little more actively engaging. This is it. And it's this, you know, for Foreign Family Collective as a whole. So there's artists that are a member of this, and then several different admins and moderators and bots and everything else that are part of this. But there's a bunch of different channels or chat rooms per se. Mm-hmm. Everything from a total collective chat to a place where you can share show memories or totally off-topic things like share pictures of your pets or what you're listening to right now or whatever.
A gaming channel, like that. Yeah, all sorts of...
for sure. But collective chat is sort of the main general chat area where everybody's going wild. And then there's one called Updates that kind of started earlier today as a way to timeline out what was going on. But then a bunch of people went over there and that kind of became a bit of the general chat, collective chat as well. But the admins are doing a pretty good job of sort of reeling people in and educating all the noobs and to figure out what exactly is going on. But Odessa themselves are a part of this and are actually listed as admins in this Discord server. And so they've popped in a few times throughout the day and it showed them as being active. And they even posted in the updates group the exact same line, "Is there ever really a last goodbye?" And of course, everybody went wild. But prior to that, even when they started typing, it popped up, you know, Odessa is typing and everybody goes nuts. And so the speculation and anxiety and excitement is all very, very evident in this Discord group, more so than I think any other place right now. So if you're looking for basically an IV of Odessa right now,
that's the place to be.
That is the place to go, yeah. So that's been pretty exciting. It sort of reminded me of when the first intermission broadcast came out, mm-hmm. and the YouTube chat was nuts.
That was so much fun.
Remember how fast everything was scrolling? Like, you could not keep up, and that's kind of how Discord has been throughout some of this. So that's where we are. I'm sure by the time anybody listens to this, something new will have surfaced and been posted, but that's where we are today. So I guess the next question is, how soon do we think we will see a single drop or the next teaser will come out?
I'm betting, and I'm going to be completely wrong on this. If I'm right, even better. But here's my putting it out there. I think that we're going to have something to grab onto, whether it's the full song or a clip of a song, before Friday of this week.
Wow. Okay.
I think we're going to be moving quickly because I have no reason for that. I think really it just comes down to it's been a long time, and the fact that this is their first official, like, here's something to grab onto. Everything else has been just like the side eye tweets and like
right.
And I think we got wheels turning now.
I think historically albums have been released later in the year, so mm-hmm. there have been theories that people have been putting forth that I think September has usually been the full album drop, so that would put this schedule. Well, who knows? I mean, I guess you could drop singles for months and, you know, keep teasing things.
They put out four singles, if we recall, for A Moment Apart. Mm. So, I mean, we could be in for another one of those.
But they also played a bunch of shows between that, like including Electric Forest in that June. And they sort of did a, you know, a promo tour before the full mm-hmm. album was out. So we haven't at all talked about Bronson and how that was released, but kind of in another cryptic way. You know, they just, as we were talking about earlier, they just posted imagery, and then within, I guess we didn't look up how long it took, but it was pretty quick as well, from the moment they started teasing to when they were putting at least song clips
the initial post on the Bronson Instagram page was on April 26th of 2020, and all it was the Bolt Cutter logo that tagged Odessa and Golden Features in the description. So that's all we had to go off of.
Yeah.
Moving forward, April 27th, the very next day, they said first two tracks out tomorrow, Heart Attacks and Vaults, and it was accompanied by the little golden fabric moving video. And so then the very next day, on the 28th, we had our first singles from Bronson.
I don't know if I'm ready.
So I'm saying, I think now that they've put this out and they're like, okay, guys, something's coming, they're going to move pretty quickly.
So buckle up, everybody. It could be hours or days or weeks. We don't know. But be on watch for whatever is coming
I'll
next.
I'll tell you what. I was at work today, and all this is going down, and I had my phone out on my desk just constantly refreshing the Facebook group because I think the meme game was great. Watching people post, like, I'm freaking out, guys. I don't know what to do. Like,
yeah.
Love watching this community.
I'm worried about some of my Odessa friends who don't have Facebook right now because I feel like they'd be totally lost unless they are seeing the tweets and other stuff on socials, but there's really no context to that. So I feel like they're totally missing. So I need to text them to make sure everybody is aware of what's going on, because I don't want them to miss out.
I have a question, and I don't know if you know the answer to this.
Yeah.
But do we know how many people received those postcards?
The postcard. So that was a great question, too, because I have seen only a handful of people so far that have confirmed they've received one. And I asked in Discord, has anybody else received them? And a couple did. But at first I thought, did this James guy really, was he really the only one they sent this postcard
to? He was the only one to post a video.
Yeah. And they trusted that he would just post this on somewhere instead of being like, oh, cool, I got a postcard from Odessa. I'm not going to take a picture or share it with anyone whatsoever. So there have been a couple other people. He did mention that he lives in Seattle, so maybe that's why he was one of the first people to receive one. There's questions about what mailing list is this coming from.
That was my next question, is that I'm a little upset. But it's okay. I'll get over it.
Well, you received something in the mail from them sometime recently, right? Was that before the holidays?
There was the foreign family sent out like a little postcard. That was also an actual record that you could
play. A record.
I received that.
I didn't get that. So that must have been because you've ordered merch.
I think that was a specific, like, if you want this postcard, sign up through this link, and they were limited to a certain amount. But I know I had to put myself on that list when they announced.
There was an opt-in. Got it.
There was an opt-in for that one.
I totally missed that. But I mean, any good artist or management company is going to have a pretty good customer database. So, well, no, I take that back. I have ordered. I ordered the box set through the website.
And
every other piece of merch.
Well.
Yeah, every other piece of merch I've bought at a show and not put in any info, so I thought maybe I was kicking myself for not buying that. But I own the box set, and so my information is somewhere, and I'm also now upset.
They have your info. Exactly. I'm like, well, fine.
I'm deleting this podcast because I didn't get...
Jesus.
So, I don't know, maybe some of us that live further away will get these postcards in the next few days or something, who knows.
But hey, congrats to you guys that did get it. It's actually a really pretty image.
It is.
I'd love to see that hanging up someday.
Yeah, yep. So I think that's all we have for now. We will keep our eyes and ears and bodies on every outlet possible, and we'll track things, and we'll try to do updates as we get them. You can listen to all of our back episodes at theicopod.com, and we will catch you on the next episode. I'm Kent.
I'm Clayton.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.